Tyra. On this Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says v'hizur v'hevi. What does that mean? That afal pish lehevi hizur. Even though you didn't bring yet, still you could start your new nazirus. That's the pshat from Rebbe. That's how he says. Talmud Lomar v'hizur v'hevi hashem afal pish lehevi hizur. Pirish chal le nazirus Tyra. That it's chal upon you on the eighth day. Your nazirus of Tyra, even though you did not bring yet your korban hashem. That's what the pasuk is talking about. For those who are very strong then. If this is the pshat from the Rabbanan that Oshem is not makiv, so you don't need any more the pasuk of Bayayimahu. So what did Rabbanan do with the pasuk of Bayayimahu? The Ishlami, Lavahu, Everdashin of Israel, Rabbis, Abba Pishloi Hevi Yalosai. Without the word who, I would have thought to say a carbon Eila, you don't need. But maybe a carbon Oshem you do need. It's like Kamashman, according to Chomim, you need two psukim like. But Yaimahu means not a korban oila, and Vehevi means even though we didn't bring his korban oshim. But as long as he brought his korban chatis, then he could start counting his new nazirus of Tyre on the eighth day. Rabbi Yishmael ben Oshem Yechonam Baruchu Aimer. For his Vehevi, what does the pasuk mean? He became a nazir and then he has to bring. Amosai hizer, when can he start counting his new nazirus? Bizman Shehevi. That's what Rabbi Yishmael dashens. That no, only after you brought your korban oshrim on the eighth day, that's when you can start counting your new nazirus. But before you bring your korban oshrim, you can't start counting your new nazirus. So like this now. Man tana lehoda tana rabbonim. Who's the tana of this new braisa? The Gemara later that says, Isha she nodra ben nazir, an isha that was makabla upon himself, herself to be a nodra ben nitma. And then came Tomei. She became Tomei the lady. And after she became Tomei, then her husband heard about it, that she became a Nazir, and the husband was made for the Nazirus, took away the Nazirus. So what's the locha? The locha is, it says, she has to bring a Chatis Soif, that she's a Nazira that became Tomei. The locha is, you have to bring a Chatis. So the Chatis is a bird Chatis. A Chatis Soif. So that she still has to bring. But Vienna may be Erla Soif. But the korban oila soif, that she doesn't have to bring. Who's the tana of this braisa? Because even though the husband is made for the nazirus, still we consider she was a nazira that was temeya, and therefore she has to bring the chata soif. Who is this? Omar Rav Chizda, Rav Yishmoel. Those according to Rav Yishmoel. The Mother more explains, what's the pshan Rav Yishmoel? My kesava, what does Rav Yishmoel hold? If Yod, when a Baal, when the husband hears about a neder his wife made, even Naziris, and he's made for it, says goodbye to it, he's like Oikarit Mekora, takes it away from the beginning, so that it's considered that she was never a Nazira. So if so, Chata Saif Namila Laisi. She's not out to bring a Chata Sida, she was never a Nazira to Meir then. So husband takes away the Naziris Mekora, she was never a Nazira. She shouldn't have to bring a Korban Chata Sida. If you want to tell me, Rabbi Shmuel holds no, that a husband only chops off the nether from now onwards, megas gaius. But what was here up until now is considered a good nether, so we consider his wife was a nazira, and she was tamei. So since she was a nazira tamei, she has a chiyuv to bring karbonos. If so, oila soif nami laisi. Why doesn't she have to bring a korban oila also? She was a nazira. So more like this, the Yerlam Ksava, you have to say, really, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Baal Maker Ocher. Even though we'll have a machlekes about this later on in the Gemara, but Rabbi Shmuel holds, when a husband hears about his wife, Naziris, on the Dorim, when a Baal is made for it, takes it away, he takes it away, Mikara, from before. So if so, the question is then, if she wasn't a Nazira then, why does she have to bring a Chata Soif then? For Rabbi Shmuel, Savalok, Rabbi Lazar HaKapir. The Tanya will learn like this, Rabbi Lazar HaKapir, Rabbi Yomer. Ma Tamalim, what does the Pasuk say? The Chiparol of Miashech Chotal HaNefesh, that a Nozer that was Tomei, when he becomes Tor, he has to bring a Korban, because he has needs a Kapora forgiveness for the Avera that he did. Miashech Chotal HaNefesh, that he did a Chet. For the Gemara of the Chibieza Nefesh Chotazeh, he's a Nozer. What Chet did he do? Ella, the Chet is like this. Shetzi Ratzu Minayayin. He's called the Chaita because he gave himself pain. A nazir takes away the right to drink wine for 30 days, that's giving yourself pain.
So you call the chayta ksas chayta. You call the kal v'chayma. U'mazesh leitzirat melem minayayin nikra chayta. A person becomes a nazir. He's called a chayta because he's giving himself pain. Hametzai ratzam mechol dar v'lachas kama v'kama. It means to say if somebody becomes puts himself into tainis that he has to fast, for sure it's called the ksas chayta because you're putting yourself into pain. So pshat according to Rabbi Lezer is the chet is that you put yourself into pain. So since she put herself into pain, even though she's not a nazir anymore, but since she put herself into pain, for that she has to bring a korban chatas. For the Gemara, I have a nazir tomei ksiv. V'yanan afilo nazir Torah karminan. With the pasuk talking about a nazir tomei, and we're saying it even by nazir Torah. So ksover blazer akapir nazir Torah nami chaytu. That really even a regular nazir is called a chayta. Find the time of the kasa b'nazir tomei. Why does the pasuk say the chiddush in a case where nazir became tomei? Hayol v'shon avachet, because called like he did a second time, he was mitzayim himself. A regular nazir, you're only restricted for 30 days. Okay, you're stopping yourself for 30 days. But if you become tomei in between, so first of all, the first days you counted fall away. You have to wait 8 days now and start over again another 30 days. So you'd be mitzayim himself for more 50, 60, 70 days. So that's called the digger chayta. The core part of the pshat is we're going according to Rabbi Elazar Kaper that a nazir's chet is that he was mitzayir himself. He put himself into pain, even though it's kedai to do this small chet. The pasuk calls the akadosh. We'll see about this later on in the mesechta. Such small chatoim it's kedai to do because the gain is better than what's going on right now. But our core part of him right now it's called you did a chet to yourself, and for that you have to bring a chatis. So even though the husband, when he hears the naziris, he's oikr with lamafreya, but the chet is still considered she did. She put herself into pain, and for that she has to bring a chat to soif. And so he speaks out, a chat to soif she has to bring, because the chat to soif is brought a suffix. Even though it's only like a suffix, still it's brought. Mashenka the yoshim is not brought ala suffix, therefore we don't have to bring a korban yoshim. Alright, we'll stop. Or a korban elarida. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding up Yutes Samar Aleph in the middle. The Gemara says, Yotzei v'nichnas oilun lo min aminyan. That's our Mishnah. In the case where you were Tomei, and then it says that he went out, and then he came back in again, so it says, oilun lo min aminyan, it's called like his Nazira started again, and now if he becomes Tomei, he has to bring a Korban Tumah. So Gemara says, Ketani, it says, oilun lo min aminyan. That what the days now are included, you start counting your Naziris to Tyra. So Morris says, Mishum di Yotzo, Chal Aleha Naziris. Just because you went out of the Beis HaKvaris, is that called now that Chal Alev Naziris? In other words, we're talking about now again in the Mishnah, the person was Mekabel Naziris in the Beis HaKvaris. He was in the Beis HaKvaris when it first became a Nazir. So that's called he was Mekabel Naziris of Tumah. Now, and for that, you don't have to bring a korban tumah. Then the Mishnah says, Yotze, when he goes out of the Beis HaKvaris, Mashma, then he could start counting the Zerus to Tyra, and then if he becomes Tomei, then he has to bring a korban tumah. So Gemara is, just for the fact that you go out of the Beis HaKvaris, like, so what? You're still Tomei. You can't start counting in the Zerus to Tyra until you first become Tahor. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Mishum di Yotze, Chal Aleh Naziris, just for the fact that he went out of the Beis HaKvaris, for that alone could we start counting the Naziris? He's not Torah yet. So Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, we're talking about the going Sheyotzo, he went out of the Beis HaKvaris, Vehizo Vishon HaBatovo. Enachnam, he waited now 7 days, but on the third day they made Hazor, and on the seventh day they made Hazor from the Mechatis, and then he went to the Mikvah on the seventh day. So he became Torah. And now that it became Tor, now we can start counting him the Zerus Atira. So Ellen, Samara says like this. So the Mishnah says what? Yotza, he went out for Nichnas and he went back in again. So Gemara says, Nichnas, who the Yotza loy min aminyan? Is it only because he went back into the Beis HaKvaris that you say the first day like he started counting? And loy Nichnas ain Yotza loy min aminyan. But if he does not go back into the Beis HaKvaris a second time, he does not start counting in the Zerus Atira. Like, it doesn't make sense. Just the opposite. When he leaves the Beis HaKvaris and he becomes Tahor, very good, then he starts counting his new Naziris of Tyra. So why does the Mishnah say Nichnas, he went back in again? So Gemara says the Mishnah means to say like this, Loi mi boi koma, not only this but even that. Loi mi boi, not only Yotza, if he goes out of the Beisak forest. So Pshita, then he becomes Tahor, that he could start counting over again his Naziris of Tyra. El afi lo nichnas, even if he goes back again into the Beisak forest, oyle le min aminyin, it's considered that he started to count his Naziris. What does that mean? That when it came the seventh day, he was like a Nozit Tahor. So therefore the Nafka Mina is, if he now goes back into the Beisak forest, he like becomes Tomei. So it's called like a Nozir became Tomei, that he has to bring a Korban Tumah. And our Mishnah were going, if he first became Tomei, he was Mekabel Naziris in the Beis HaKvaris. So since he was never Tor, he doesn't have to bring a Korban Tumah. But here the Chiddush is, when he once went out of the Beis HaKvaris and he became Tor, now he starts his Naziris Atayra. So now if he goes back in again to the Beis HaKvaris, it's called that he was a Nozir that became Tomei, that he has to bring Karbonis. Omru le Rav Kana Rav Asi le Rav. So Rav Kana Rav Asi said to Rav, like my Tama le Parash Dolon Kavan Mili. How come you didn't tell me over this good pshatim yourself? Why didn't you yourself explain this to me? Omru Lun, so he said back to him, Amina, I thought, Dilma le Tzrechisoy. Maybe you don't need me. That's why I didn't say over to you. I thought you'd understand this yourself. Then the Mishnah says that Rabbi Elazar Weimer loy boy bayoy. That that we say halacha, the nozir becomes tamei. That it's soiser all the first days that he counted are soiser, and he has to start over again. So Rabbi Elazar says only if you started to count at least one full day, and then the second day he became tamei, then you take away the first count. That's what it said in the Mishnah. But if he became tamei the first day, it's not soiser. The blessed way in the Mishnah, loy boy bayoyim, shenem, because the pasuk says, v'hayomim horishoinim yiplu. The first days that you already counted fall away. So we dashen ashiyu loy yomim rishoinim, until you already have already 1 or 2 days of Naziris Tatira. And then you became Tomei, then it soiser, it throws away the first days. But if you became Tomei right away on the first day, then
it doesn't have a loch of a stira. And therefore, you would not have to bring a korban a tumah either. So Nista Gemara says like this: Omar Ula Ula says Lo Yomar Rabbi Eliezer Ela Bitomei Shenozir. The Chiddush of the Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer was only when the person was makabel tumah when he was tumah. So then we say when he comes out and becomes tor on the first day that he became tor, if he becomes tumah again, he does not have to bring a korban tumah. Avol benozir tohor shenitma, but a nozir that was first tohor and then he became tamei, afilu yom echad soiser, that it became tamei even the first day, it's also soiser, it throws away, he has to have a new count, and then he would have to bring a korban tumah when he becomes tohor.
Tohor, but if you're first tamei, then you don't have this halacha.